flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mag Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
John, I have total faith.
How many callers will it take?
I have total faith in our callers. I think the first caller who thinks they have the right answers will have the right answers.
Okay.
They're calling in because they know the answers.
Well,
to
I don't
the
know,
test.
Devin. Sometimes people call in and try to take a stab. I didn't hear Wednesday, but I heard Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
I'll take a guess.
I mean, people are trying to call in before they even had the last
calling
name,
since like
so.
7.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Right. So that does lead to that potential problem. But all right, the phone line's just about to get going here, so we will find out, Ray. What's your prediction? How many callers will it take to get the contest winner?
I'll go 2.
Okay. A little drama right there.
Yeah, a little drama.
A little drama. And we appreciate Dick Vermeil, who's ready to go, hanging on for just a moment. Coach Vermeil did not need a ticket for the game in 1980 when he kicked the Dallas Cowboys' ass. But a lot of listeners need tickets for Sunday. So here we go. All right. Our first caller in the contest line. He's got the inside track if he's got it right. His name is Dennis. Dennis, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, Dennis, I need you to go 4 for 4. They don't need to be in order, but you got to go 4 for 4. Give me the 4 names we gave this week as part of the contest.
Patrick Robinson, Wilbert Montgomery, Chad Lewis, Hassan Reddick.
Congratulations, Dennis. Dennis, you, sir, are going to see the Eagles and Washington on Sunday when the Eagles advance to an even bigger game.
There you go.
That's how you do.
That's how you do it.
All right, Dennis. Well done, buddy. You feel good, man? You excited?
Feeling good.
Good for you, man. Who are you taking to the game, Dennis?
I got to figure that one out.
Yeah,
your phone's about to blow up.
Dennis, you crushed that. I mean, it was complete assurance. He knew from the get-go.
I waited a minute, and I can't believe I was the first one to call in.
You got in. Dennis, have you ever been to an Eagles game when they have a shot to get to the Super Bowl?
I was at the Falcons game.
Good for you, man.
Want to know? Want to know?
Want to know? All right, Dennis. I'm gonna put you on hold so we can get your information and obviously get you the tickets. Hey, enjoy Sunday, Dennis, and obviously try to call us next week and tell us about it from your perspective. Congrats, buddy.
You got it.
All right,
that
man.
Falcons game.
Putting Dennis on hold.
Remember the storm?
I remember
a couple
well.
Days before.
I remember
My son was 2 days old for that.
That's
Falcons
incredible.
Game. My son, who's now in his second
Wait,
year
which
at
Falcons
Michigan.
Game are we talking about, though?
The '04 championship game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, Jeremiah Trotter's son, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., was being held on the field by his dad after the game.
Like 4?
And now, maybe
three,
2?
Maybe? No, 2.
Ish, I don't know. And now we'll be playing.
That will never
Think
not
about
be
that.
Cool to me.
Incredible.
They showed Trot Senior on the Jumbotron last week. And
so
it's just
good.
Like, it's so cool.
So
it's
good.
Be so cool for them.
All right, let's talk to Coach Vermeil. He joins us every single Friday at this time. And of course, Dick Vermeil, as always, give me 1 second. I'm going to get my information for a sponsorship in just a moment. In the meantime, let me welcome the legendary coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Dick Vermeil, to the show. Coach Vermeil, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
You excited, Dick?
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, listen, this is an incredible opportunity. And, Dick, you had a lot of success that ultimately ended, up with you in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and one championship and a couple appearances in the Super Bowl. But these opportunities, unless you're like Tom Brady, they don't come around that often. I mean, you hope to grab it when you have it.
You bet. You bet. I think the Eagles are going to be like New England Patriots. I think as their program goes and matures, I think they're going to be repeaters in this.
Well, that would be
Maybe
a beautiful
not every
thing.
Year, but
yeah. I mean, this is 2 out of 3, which is really, really impressive. And I think 3 out of 7, I believe it is. All right, so Dick, what is your sense as we sit here 2 days before kickoff? What are you feeling about this game?
Well, first off, you never assume you're going to play a team that's not supposed to be as good as you and beat them easily. Normally, a team that's the underdog plays better than he's played all year, and that's Washington. You know, obviously, offensively, these two teams are pretty equal. They really are, though Washington throws the ball five times a game, a little bit more than the Eagles do. But defensively, they don't compare. But what you have to evaluate is how well did the defense play when they played against the best teams? And they must have played well enough to be playing an NFC Championship game. So the Eagles have to assume. It's the only time you're allowed to assume anything in playoff games. You're going to assume that they're going to be at their best and play their best defensive game ever. It's going to take that their defensive team to play the best they've played all year to keep the game close. Otherwise, they don't match up. The Eagles are a superior football team.
Coach, what makes Jaden Daniels so good so soon?
Native ability, instincts, poise, all these things that are with him that are not coachable. You know, he just has it.
That
sounds
bad for us. Football.
Yeah. No, he's a natural. And like Ron Jaworski said early in the year, he's the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen. And I kind of believe the same thing. When you put the title, the entire package together, he's the best I've seen.
Wow. And, Dick, you've seen even more than Jaws. I mean, you've seen about seven decades of pro football.
Yeah, I used to say the Elways and those kind of guys were the best I've ever seen, but they didn't run. They didn't have this complete package that this kid has. Wow. Plus, the offenses are far more sophisticated today than they were in the old days. Yeah.
Well, what about guys who could run back in the old days? A guy like a Steve Young type.
He stunk with the Bucs initially. Remember, he was a rookie with Tampa Bay.
It took them a long time to sort of get rolling to where they could incorporate the run with the pass. And this guy, straight out the gates, it seems like he does so much more than any other quarterback is permitted to do in this league. Like, he just has so much access to everything. He can always hurt you, and it's just, man.
Yeah, he's really good.
Precocious.
All right, so, Dick, let me also remind everyone listening, Dick Vermeil right now brought to us by Independence Blue Cross. The region's strongest networks of doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com.
So it's they like to get the ball to their back. Austin Eckler, coach, in week 11 against us, I think he had 11 catches, almost 90 yards or so. How do we slow down the back when we're banged up at linebacker? That feels like it's going to be problematic.
Well, you know, I think the pass rush has to be good. You know, we're not a great pass rush team, but we are a great coverage team. Okay, we're very good in coverage schemes and taking the ball away on pass defense and that kind of stuff. And I think Vic Fangio will keep the scheme as it's been all year. And I don't think he's going to make any major changes in his scheme. It's been so good to get us to where they are. You know, they're number one defense.
Yeah.
But I think they will adjust according to what the problems they were facing in the two games that they played the Skins already. I can't help it. That's my age group.
Okay. No, I understand. Hey, Dick, you know, other than the game when the Eagles didn't play their starters the final game of the regular season because, you know, it didn't matter for seeding, obviously Cam Jurgens has been the center every game. How big a concern would it be for you as a head coach, and is it likely for Nick Sirianni as the head coach, knowing that his center, who's really good, may not be able to play on Sunday?
It would bother me. You know, that's a key position. He's the heart of the offensive line. He's the director of what's going on and coverages and more or less, you know, blitz pickup and pass protection schemes and that kind of stuff. But, I'd worry about it. Yes, I would worry. But, you know, Howie has done such a good job of providing depth within the personnel. Each time someone has gone down, wasn't able to play, someone stepped in and played well. That's why their numbers are good, both offensively and defensively. When a backup player filled in, he filled in well enough to win the football game. And I think that will be the same thing here this Sunday if that happens.
So, the man, it just feels like it's such an added level of difficulty, Coach, when you got the center making all those calls. How Landon Dickerson stepping in at the center position, have you seen it in your experience with very little, you know, time lead up, a guy jumping in and having success as the center, making the calls and communicating all that stuff?
Yeah, I've seen that in my career, you know, and chances are that he's worked at center off and on all year. I don't think that all of a sudden this is the first time he's lined up as center within the offensive scheme. My concern is the snap.
Yes.
You know, he hasn't been snapping as many reps as centers go. And remember, one bad snap from the shotgun position can cost you a world championship.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, it almost cost the Eagles a game week one when Juergens was with Hurts and there was confusion between Juergens and Hurts and there was a turnover.
That quarterback-center exchange, but that's something that we take for granted as fans.
I agree.
Just assume that it's going to be easy and it's going to be done. But that's a place that it can all go wrong. And you can turn the ball over right at the gate.
Yeah.
Man, that we really do have to be conscious of this.
All right, Coach, let's get a couple of predictions from you. Eagles, Washington first, and then also the Bills and Kansas City. What do you see happening this weekend?
Well, my computer says the Eagles are going to win by 9. Okay.
Wow.
And I really spent a lot of time studying the numbers on both teams, offensively and defensively. And, you know, like I said earlier, offensively, these teams are pretty equal. They really are. They're pretty equal. Defensively, there's no comparison. There's no comparison in the year-long defensive numbers of Eagles with the year-long defensive numbers of the Redskins. What we have to do, the Eagles have to do, is make sure the Redskins play like they have played all year and don't allow them to play the best game they've ever played on defense against us this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But because they don't match at all, really. There's a wide difference between the two defensive teams. And the reason we can do what we're doing offensively and keep the passing game in controlled numbers is our defense plays so well. We don't have to score 42 points to win. I think that'll be the situation. My computer says they're going to win by 9, okay?
I like your computer.
You going to be toasting with some Vermeil wine after the game?
You bet. Yeah, during the game. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, reminder to everyone listening, Vermeil Wines, it's the best. Get yourself some Vermeil wine, vermeilwines.com. Obviously, for Coach's entire selection, tremendous wine. If you've never had it, it's so legit. It's so phenomenal. Vermeilwines.com. Coach, enjoy the game on Sunday. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, legendary Coach Dick Vermeil. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, the Diddy. We don't normally have Ray on Fridays. We have him every Monday. Well, we had him on Monday. We're having him today as well on the program. 8:40. Ray previews the huge matchup, the Eagles and Washington. That's up ahead at 8:40. A lot more, including your chance on the phone lines to weigh in. 215-592-9494.